up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
All right, it's your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Yvonne Madison.
You're back. We're back. We're super excited because this is the hour that we're on the Starcom Network as well tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you to our listeners around the United States. And let me introduce everybody that's here. CJ's here from the UK.
Yes.
Yes.
Our correspondent that's doing a lot of fun things out there.
Yeah. We're excited. Loving it. Loving it. Loving it.
13 hours to get here. I was a flight attendant back in the days.
Yeah. But it's all worth it.
I know. And we're going to come back and introduce yourself. We're going to swing the mic over and come back to you in just a minute.
Hi, this is Frank Arlia from Organic Earth Tech.
We're excited to talk to you as well. And who is it over here? You brought somebody with you?
This is Angelo Porta. He's my, I'll let him introduce himself.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm Angelo Porta. How are you, Dawn?
I'm great.
I work with Frank in the same company. I'm the establishment officer.
Super cool. We're going to come back. We got some exciting things. Okay. In the meantime, I want to thank Kelly Preston. We're ready because I came over to this event at the station. It was kind of a hush thing. And I was so blessed to meet her. And, you know, she tweeted my interview and my photos up there. I'm like, Kelly, that's super cool. Kelly, if you ever need a break, we have a sailboat. 37 foot Endeavor.
Yes, you do.
And so I was super stoked to meet her. So down to earth, so beautiful inside and out. And just a little bit of an interview that I did. We'd love to have her here at the station with us and do a 2-hour special. Seriously, about her life, how she started. And, you know, I think, you know, Lola.
That'd be inspirational for other people.
Oh, yeah. And Lola knew her, our station owner, back in Hawaii back in the day. So let's go to Kelly Preston's interview. And thank you, Kelly.
I had no idea this was going on today until I got a call from one of my friends at the station. And we're at Tan Talk Radio. And I'm super excited. Look who is here. Kelly Preston.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Kirstie's party in Greenwood. It's a barbecue for everyone, all of our neighbors.
That's amazing. And what is this also for Greenwood, the neighborhood?
Well, it's a Way to Happiness campaign, which is just a beautiful booklet with different precepts of how to be happy, basically, and better tools for living.
Awesome.
For everybody, any nationality, any religion, anybody.
I think it's phenomenal. You know, we've been a fan of yours as well. And I want to tell you, my show helps people get connected. And I'd love to do a 2-hour special on you on a Wednesday whenever you're available. And we're now on 47 other stations. Are you ever available?
Fantastic. I'm sure someday, yes, I will be.
That would be cool because we just make a Kelly Preston 2-hour special.
Aw, thank you so much. Well, happy Saturday.
Thank you.
Welcome. Everybody come down here.
And can I ask you to say you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn?
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited. And we look forward to hopefully having her on the air. And also, do you read your emails and websites, or do your publicists do that?
My publicist is.
Because a lot of my teen reporters are going to go, oh, that's not fair. You've got an interview with Kelly. And they're going to want to ask you how you started in show business, how you got your first agent. That's what we do.
Well, I could tell you a little bit right now.
That would be cool.
I actually was born and raised in Hawaii, and I did some modeling there, did some commercials, had an agent, and started that way, and really just started studying. Went to LA, went to school, and just trying to act in any way that I could, you know.
Exactly.
You get in plays, you get into improvisation groups, and just getting out and being seen. So anything that you can do to promote your art and to work on yourself as an artist is always great.
That's true. He's from Hawaii, King James. That's why. Yes. You're going to have to talk.
Hawaii rules.
I'm Dawn Reese, and we're excited to be here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
All right. He's got awesome.
And we're back. And just a little dedication, y'all, of Kelly Preston fans. And
hey.
What would you like to say,
yes,
Frank?
Yes, well, I happen
to her.
I know Kelly personally. And she's a sweetheart. She's an absolute amazing person. And you just heard her live. So, I mean,
she sounds like a sweetheart.
She is. She's very real. That's the word.
Down to earth.
Very, very real.
Yeah.
Wow, that's, you know, and it takes, you know, I've met a lot of stars, and some of them are, you know, are like, no, I don't want to do interviews. But it takes somebody special to say, you know what, you're a fan, you've watched my movies, you've seen my life. And
yes.
It's so super. It means a lot to me. And then I, you know, and really how I want to talk to her about her life on the road, you know, trying to get an agent and opening the doors, her first audition. And that's what I haven't ever heard. But it would be super cool to have her here. And you'd have to be here with her, Frank.
Gladly, gladly. And you know what? She's a great role model.
I know. Yes.
She is a great
and a mom.
Role model.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
I agree.
Absolutely. Totally beautiful.
And yes. What would you like to say to Kelly Preston? Because I'm sure she's going to see this.
Oh, I just want to say that I'm thankful that she came to Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
Yes.
And tell her who you are.
Oh, I'm Yvonne Madison, Miss Florida Diva, 82 years old.
That's right.
Nice.
Yes. And support senior citizens.
I know. Yes. And you've been in parades and Martin Luther King parades.
Yes, I've been in parades. I go to nursing homes.
And she actually is our beauty queen reporter.
And here's
co-host.
What I want to say. If it wasn't for Dawn Reese, I'll be home in my rocking chair.
Wow. And you're going to be on the
rocking
red carpet
away.
Tomorrow
yes,
with us.
I definitely will be there.
Well, also, CJ, I'm going to give you the mic real quick. And what would you like to say to Kelly Preston? This is just a little dedication for a minute.
Well, I've never met this Kelly Preston, but you sound very down to earth. And, you know, I can see that you're very talented with what you've done.
Do you know who she is, right?
I've never met her before. But,
we're going to give a hint. Frank, give a hint who she is. I'm going to give the mic to Frank.
Do you know?
Here.
Do you know John Travolta?
Hey, do you have Stan alive?
That's his wife.
I've heard of John Travolta, yes.
Well, that's his lovely wife.
Yes. Peter, do we have Stan alive? Hold on,
okay.
Let's background
okay.
Music.
Yes, well, you know, I'd like to know more about her. Definitely.
A little bit more. Just
yeah. But not too much, though, John, you know, because, you know. But fair enough, yeah.
And John Travolta's fake, but definitely. Wife, and look who's talking.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, wait, come over here. Wait, come over here. What did you just say?
You interviewed his real wife, and you interviewed his fake wife in the movie Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking, too.
Yes.
Awesome, great movie. Look
that's right. Yeah, actually, we just saw this on Netflix or Hulu the other day.
You did?
Yeah, you know. And my husband actually got up, and he's dancing. He's listening. He's like, hey, honey, let's go. And he does this fishing dance. And I went, oh, don't do that.
What is a fishing dance?
I love you,
dance?
Bert.
Yes. What is a fishing dance?
Bert, you'll have to come to the station to show us.
I still have a picture of the diva, the Clearwater diva here, rocking in her chair.
Billy Rocket Andrews is at Crackle Barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be rocking that chair.
I love it.
Hey, everybody. So anyways, that was a hint. So now you know. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Super cool. And so unless
nice.
Yeah. And so anyways, Peter, what would you like to say to Kelly Preston? You know, you're my say hello.
I liked her in Jerry Maguire. She was good in that.
Ah, okay.
I liked her in that. She was very good.
Very cool.
So she was tough on Tom Cruise, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, that was a dedication to you, Kelly. And thank you for tweeting. I was like, you know, going through some things and I was like, wow, Kelly's like tweeting my photo and Kelly's like tweeting my interview. Yeah. And I'm like, Kelly, that is so special and so meaningful to me. And that means, wow, a lot that you believe in Hollywood Connections and in helping people.
Yes. Helping young actors and actresses.
You should call it Angel
musicians.
Connections.
Then.
Ooh. Our Fairy Godmother Productions.
Yes.
So in the meantime, we're going to go to a second star as well. We're going to go play Christy Alley because we're going to be playing this on the Starcom Network tomorrow as well.
Okay.
And it was really super cool to meet her. And I want to tell you, the movie Richer for Poorer, I tried to tell my husband, did you see this movie? You know, I was talking when my mom passed away and how this movie made me giggle.
Comical.
Oh, I know.
I remember seeing it myself.
Yeah, and so when Christy played that part, but she, so many other movies. And this is just a quick dedication. We're going to come back and say thank you again to Christy Alley. I hope that you come here. It's going to be very positive to get you on the air. Talk about your life, how you got your agents, how you knocked on doors. That's what I'm about, to give motivation as well. And so, Peter, are we ready?
I am super excited, and I am Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm here with the amazing Christy Alley. I got to tell you, I've been such a big fan of yours. The Richer Poor movie, when my mom passed away, it makes me giggle and laugh all the time, and I play it all the time. And Christy, what brings you here? You're actually supporting an amazing cause as well.
Well, what brings me here is that I'm a neighbor of Greenwood, so I've wanted to have a neighborhood barbecue for about 2 years. And we were looking for, it's kept growing and growing in my mind, and then we needed to have a bigger place than my place. So these guys at the radio network is just so, station were so, Lola was amazing too.
I love Lola.
Yeah. So she let us use this place, because it could do some hundreds.
That's right. And Lola, actually, I do a lot of the promotions for the station as well with my show. And Christy, I know that you're so busy, but is there ever a time I could do a two-hour special on you on my show called Hollywood Connections? It would be just the Christy, you know, hour, 2 hours. Is that possible ever?
It just depends on what my schedule is, but it's... Sounds fun.
That would be awesome. Also, too, a lot of people want to know, and then we'll talk about that later, do you read your emails in your website, or does your publicist do that?
I don't read any emails.
Okay. Well, some do and some don't. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think they do either. My publicist doesn't either. I do. I'm on Twitter, and that's me. Anything you see on Twitter is me.
Very cool. Yeah. And how are you loving our Florida weather?
Well, I was loving, I think it's a beautiful day. It feels a little bit like a sauna, but I'm just glad the sun is not out.
That's right. Also, too, do you have a website?
Do I have a website?
Yes.
I don't have a website.
Oh, okay. People ask me that all the time. Do you have a website?
I don't really have a website. I'm on Twitter. Okay. I'm on Twitter like 24/7.
Well, here's another thing, Christy. I have a lot of film directors, producers, agents, all the best. Lori Wyman, Ellen Jacoby on my show. And there's a lot of film directors, and you're still acting. And who is your agent? And they're going to go, hey, I need her in my next movie.
Well, I'll tell you my agent when we're off here.
Thank you. Well, I am Dawn Reese, here with Christy Alley, one of my favorite actresses. And Hollywood Connections is here to help you get connected in show business. Any last words you'd like to say, maybe from the heart to Lola?
No, Lola, she's a lifesaver. We had two different places and they got canceled at the last minute, and she was a lifesaver. So, Lola, thank you a million times.
Hey, can I ask one favor? One favor. Could you say you're listening to Hollywood Connections? I'm Christy Alley.
Sure. You're listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Christy Alley.
We love it. We're going to play it on Wednesday.
Bye. Okay. So, and she does tweet. Christy, I've never seen anyone tweet as much as you do. You tweet more than birds. Honest to God. I see. I'm like, I tweet like once in a while. Now I'm getting the hang of it. But that's super cool. And, you know, it says Christy Alley's tweeting.
I may need to get into this because I don't tweet, but you know what? It sounds like fun, this tweeting
yes.
thing.
Yes. Yeah. I know a lot of people on the Instagram and everything, and so we're coming back. So we are here, and CJ, you come all the way from the UK, 13 hours. You're a correspondent out there.
Yes, definitely.
And you put so much together. You're working on a couple things. Let's go to that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a few like movie projects as well, because I'm an actor as well. I've been involved with a London crime movie that's called... Jack Sayerfeast, which is good by a director, Michael Chapman. And I've also been with Benny Bereal as well, a TV series as well, London Crime again, like, you know, gun shooting a lot, like, you know, really good directors and producers out there. And I also have been creating film score music as well. And I've got a project that I'm working on at the moment with a good friend of mine. We're trying to put a concept together for a film. And I put a film score together called Assassin X.
Okay.
And so if you want to play that, you can have a listen to it and see what you think. It's really good.
Okay, so Peter, let's do that real quick and tell Peter again that
song. It's called Assassin X.
Okay, we'll play that and we'll be back with our other VIP guest. And I got to play the Caribbean music because my husband's already texting me saying he loved that as well. And Peter, do you have that one ready?
Film score.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has to have it ready. While he's looking, I guess we're going to play that other Caribbean music and we'll come back. Or are we playing this one?
This is it, yeah, listen to this. Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay, and we're back, CJ. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I could hear like Steven Seagal's music, you know? Yeah, I mean, that could be like opening to Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I know. Too. So everybody wave to Steven Seagal because we're going to play his music right now, and we're going to come right back and interview some other VIP guests in the house. And we played that last hour, but we're on the Starcom Network as well.
All right.
So Steven Seagal actually is a blues singer. Nice. And I know his record label out of Fort Lauderdale is working with us. And so he's been watching. Mm-hmm. So I say everybody wave to Steven Seagal.
Hi,
because
Steven.
He's watching. Steven. And you know what? I did download this music to my phone.
Okay.
So I was waiting for the ringtone, Steven, and I only got the song. But that's cool. You know, when your Wi-Fi goes out, you can still listen to it. So well, Peter's getting that ready, and we're going to come back and talk to these amazing guests as well. And you're ready to ask a question.
I'm so excited.
I know. So wait, he's looking for that music real quick, and he just played it the last hour. And we want to thank Victor, his record label, for doing that. And you know what? Also, we've also connected some other people to Victor, too, the record label. So if you are a singer, model, actor, and you're going to enjoy this, Starcom Network, enjoy this. Steven Seagal, download his music now. Wow. He'll be on the air. And you know what? Maybe if you download it, you can call in and talk to him. I don't know. Thoughtless. We'll be back. Girl, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I will to say that now I have everything. And I want you to stay no matter what tomorrow brings.
We're back.
We're back.
Back on
Go ahead. What do you think of that music? You know, I've got a friend of mine I've known for 20 years of my life, Little Richard, road manager. He's been in the business forever, and he's just going to say hello. No, I guess, okay,
Little
we're
Richie?
Just, yeah, well, he's got a whole thing that we're going to be back in a second on that, too, but he's here in the house with us. He wanted to come and meet CJ, so that's super cool. And also, you know, introduce these amazing men that are here. You know, you don't know who they are yet, but you know a little bit, but you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
She's ready to go.
I know.
But I'm interested in organic
stuff. Look at that smile.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Yeah, we're on the air.
Yes. And you are?
Frank Arlia, CEO of Organic Earth Tech.
And what does that mean?
Well, we have this revolutionary technology. It comes from a new science that's not known to the world yet.
Okay.
It's called Kiminasi. That's Kiminasi.
What kind of language is that?
Believe it or not, it's just an acronym for the first two letters of my partner who invented the technology or discovered this new science in Italy. It's the acronym of his first of his four children. But if you Google that in just Google Kiminasi again, Kiminasi, you'll see hundreds of pages of, you know, this amazing technology coming out of Italy. And this technology is actually a resonance, a frequency resonance, and that is also being used for plants.
Okay.
And
also being used for plants. What other? What else is it being used for?
It's currently being used in Italy for other health reasons.
Okay.
You know, but I represent the plant technology.
Okay.
You know, Kiminasi Plants, and it's Organic Earth is the name of the company, and we're based out of Clearwater, Florida, and we're currently in 17 different countries where they're starting to utilize the technology, and the purpose is to revolutionize and bring a resurgence to the agricultural industry worldwide. You know, so if you can imagine a world without
pesticides,
without herbicides and pesticides and chemicals of all types, you know, that, you know, I mean, these things were used over the last 50, 60, 70 years, and they had a purpose, you know, and that purpose was
to kill people.
No. Yeah, that was a side effect.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it wasn't a purpose. You know, the purpose was to help plants grow and
to keep the pests away.
Improve production, right? And they did have a purpose, and they, you know, unfortunately, you know, it also had some side effects.
Yes.
And there's a lot of side effects. And so 3 years ago, I decided to, you know, I have an accounting firm in New York that I actually decided to organize it to the point that my team can run that firm. Mm-hmm. And I decided to dedicate my life to this now because I found out about this technology and I said, you know what, the world's got to have it and I'm going to make sure that the world gets it. And then I find out, you know, every week I'm discovering new things. I even found out recently there was a gentleman by the name of Clive Baxter.
Hmm.
You know, he was a biologist that worked with the CIA.
Mm.
And in 1924, he discovered that plants actually did communicate. And
yes.
They
do.
And here's a guy that was using lie detectors equipment and different types of equipment in his CIA laboratory to test plants. Yeah. If you go on the internet, you'll find YouTube videos galore on all the work that he did. And he wrote books. And this is really interesting. I'm a very spiritual person. So I'm going to say something that's maybe a little freaky.
Okay.
But in December 2013 is when I decided something needed to be done about the agricultural industry.
Okay.
And so I decided I'm going to find the technology. I'm going to research as much as I can until I find the technology and the right people and the right groups and bring, you know, solutions to our planet. Well, Clive, I wound up doing some reading on him, and his dream was that science and scientists would pick up what he discovered and do something with it, you know, for the betterment of mankind.
Right.
And guess when he passed away?
when you just recently when you were thinking about it?
He passed away December 21st, 2013. The same month that I decided... I'm going to do something
about
spiritual.
This. Wow. So that's
like,
spiritual.
I looked at this and I said, you know what? He passed the baton.
Yes, back to you. That's it.
He passed the baton. And I only found out about this in the last couple of weeks, so I haven't even had the chance to contact. He has a foundation and contact whatever family members that are still looking to push forward his dream because. It's just one of those connections, you know? It's like Hollywood connections.
Yes.
I'm looking for agriculture connections. I'm looking for agricultural connections all over the world.
You know, I heard on Channel 9 recently that if you are eating strawberries, this is on Channel 9,
strawberries?
That you're eating nothing but pesticides.
Wait a second. I just put that in my water glass.
And they said, that's what they said. That's what they said.
Yes.
So that's when I really changed. I know about organics, but after I heard that on Channel 9 a few weeks ago, I go all organic.
Wow. Well, my husband just brought organic eggs for the first time, and I could tell the difference.
Yes.
I could actually tell the difference in healthier lifestyle. And where could somebody write you, your website? Where do they go to reach you, Frank?
I would say the best way to get in touch with us, I mean, if you wanted to call us, you would call our toll-free number. It's 844-GROW, G-R-O, PURE. P-U-R-E.
And where are you doing this work at?
Right now we're right here in downtown Clearwater, but we have people working with us around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have South Africa going, obviously Italy. Mm-hmm. We have now we just started with Ireland. We're starting up in Nigeria. We've been in communication and negotiations with the ambassadors of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We have some of the technology in Egypt. We have some technology being installed and trialed right now in Israel. So
what is this technology?
Imagine a 1 foot pipe.
1 foot.
One foot. Mm-hmm. Size of a ruler.
Okay.
Okay. 1 inch in circumference.
Okay.
Okay. But attached to it are 15 very specifically programmed coins. They look like nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Those coins hold over 2,000 frequencies that when water passes through the pipe, they drop these frequencies into the water.
Oh, and the water transports.
So the water is just a carrier, like a taxi cab driver. Yeah, it's basically just picks up the frequencies, carries it, brings it to the plants, and the plants start to sing, dance, and grow.
Beautiful. And the vegetables, that's amazing.
Everything. Any plant.
Fruits.
Wow.
Fruits,
that's
vegetables.
That's going to change the world. Now, if somebody would like to work with you or help you out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I would start, the best thing to do would be to download our app. Go right to any app store, download our app, which is Organic Earth Tech, T-E-C-H.
Okay.
If you want to contact us, you can call us again at 844- GROW, G-R-O, PURE, P-U-R-E, or you can email us at info@organicearthtech.com.
Well, I think I have a special VIP guest that is calling in. I want to introduce him from Las Vegas. We call the Deal Maker. And Adrian, thank you for being so patient. We've had a full house. Adrian, are you there?
I'm here.
Very cool.
You know, Don, what I was doing, the reason I kept jumping off, I heard that the Kelly Preston interview and all that, and what happened was I was juggling calls that are coming in from Hong Kong.
Of course, he is the deal maker, and he's working on some major things. You know, I've already connected Adrian to a couple people with films, so if you know anybody that's looking for financing for films, Adrian is the man. I mean, he's working with Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues. And we're going to play Gene's song in a minute. Gene was one of the Funkadelics, walked me down the aisle last year at my wedding, of course. And I think, Peter, I sent you Gene's song in the email, and I'll come back in a second. I just sent it over to you to make sure that we
play the one called Party Rock.
Party Rock? Okay, we're going to do that in a second. But I want you to introduce yourself to Adrian. Are you ever looking for financing or help in the industry? He's helping with some other things.
We're changing the agricultural industry worldwide. There's always need for investors and financing.
Right.
And there's no shortage of money needed when you're trying to clear a planet and clean it up and help it, especially when you have a technology that nobody else has and no one else can provide. So there's definitely rewards, financial rewards for those that get involved. But I'm actually looking for people that are interested and focused in this arena. I mean, my greatest supporter that I would find is someone who already has an environmental spirit in them, you know, a humanitarian spirit. Mm-hmm. I would, you know what I'd love to get involved?
Who?
Now that we're on Hollywood Connections?
Sure.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh. Yeah. There you go.
Besides the fact that I love him, he's one of my favorite actors.
Yes,
but,
he's one of mine, too.
He's got an environmental heart. And another wonderful environmentalist who I recently met at his gallery opening in St. Petersburg.
Right.
Is Weiland.
Oh, that's right. I had him on. Actually, Weiland. No, I had his other partner that was on here. Because it was the Weiland Galleries. And then we had the other artist that was on.
And Dick Zimmerman. You know, does anybody know who Dick, do you guys remember Dick Zimmerman? He's like the number one known photographer to the stars.
Right.
You know, for 15, 20 years in Hollywood. And Dick and I are great friends, and he took me to the Weiland Galleries, and Dick is involved with us. He's my art director for Organic Earth Tech.
I have to ask you, tell me a little bit about...
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing.
...about Angelo.
Oh, yes. Angelo. Angelo's being quiet.
Tell me how he's involved.
Tell me something.
Yes.
When have you ever met a good-looking Italian guy who's quiet like that?
Never, and I've been to Italy.
I've been to some funerals and some Italian guys were quiet.
That's Adrian.
That's because at the Italian funerals, nobody talks. They don't want to give up. Who took them out?
Hey, Dawn?
Yes, I'm here, Adrian.
Dawn, I have to give you a lot of credit for having Kelly Preston on.
I know. Well, Frank knows her really well.
Kelly's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put an A on your paper for that interview.
Thank you. I really want to talk to her more about her life and how it was getting an agent and going on auditions and the whole process. Because people think it's overnight success. They come to me and they think I'm drive-thru McDonald's or they're famous. And it's not. It's hard work. You know, yeah. Joe Jackson, Michael's dad, if you all go, you're listening to the show, you all go to YouTube. What am I getting you all? Who am I hanging around with? You all. You go to YouTube and put in Dawn Reese Show, Joe Jackson. And that's Michael's dad. And Michael said, you know, his dad, of course, he said, get out there, be known, and strike.
Yes.
And that's super cool. And that's what it takes. It's a long process. It's a long ride. And it's who you know and who knows you.
That's true.
You know, and I tell these actors.
I sent you a picture of Gene Anderson and Joe Jackson.
That's right. I know. They're very close down there. In the meantime, also, Peter, do we have that? I sent you two emails and yours. Hold on the line.
They still didn't tell me about Angelo.
I know. Not yet. We're going to come. Hold on to that song. Let's go to Angelo. Go ahead.
Yes. How are you involved in this project?
We got to share mics.
No, go ahead.
Oh, come on, Angelo. it's okay. So
we can't hear you. You have to be on the mic.
Okay.
Okay. Go
ahead. Yes.
No, I'm saying he can tell you, you know, because the CEO, and then you ask me whatever question you want.
I like your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Milano, Italy.
Italy. Why do I want pizza right now?
The world of fashion.
That's right. How?
Sweet tonado.
So how long have you been here in Florida?
Well, I moved to America several years ago for work. I'm a consultant, business consultant. And then I'm also with my business partner. We have women's clothing shops.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. They are in Italy. He has them in Italy. And we're opening shops here in America, starting with Charleston, South Carolina.
We do fashion shows, me and King James and Yvonne. So we're looking for clothing.
I will bring, we can do.
You could brand us, and we could just do commercials all day for you. We had to talk about that. Seriously. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Yvonne, you need the microphone.
When he started with this technology, I know actually the inventor from Italy for many years.
Absolutely, which is Fulvio Balmelli.
Which is Fulvio Balmelli.
He's a medical researcher and he's a phenomenal, phenomenal lover of mankind.
Yeah, so I know him for many years. And when I found out that Frank was involved with this technology, then I was immediately interested in participating also with wherever way I can, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to do a favor for you. I want to have you come back, and we're going to cut a commercial because we there's some things because of the health world, and we had the Curves people on, Sandy and Mike, and eating healthy and lifestyle. Hollywood Connections is not just about connections; it's getting you healthy, fit, and making yourself feel good.
It's
and
about connections, but it's not only about theater; it's about humanity too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Life.
Hey, Dawn.
Exactly. Yes. Hi, Adrian.
I still need to chime in. You're overriding Kelly Preston. I need to tell you about her, that great movie she did with Kevin Costner, For the Love of the Game.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian is hooked on Kelly. Adrian, we're going to have to introduce you to Kelly because obviously you're hooked on Kelly.
Listen, she's an outstanding actress, and she's done a fine job. Not to mention when she knocked Tom Cruise out on Jerry Maguire, that's a scene that I watched several times. Let's back that up and watch her knock
replay,
this guy
replay,
out.
Replay.
I like the show me the money.
She does an excellent job. She's a great actress, and I want to make sure that I put it on the record. Kelly Preston, great actress.
She was.
Dawn, you did a good job. You did a fine
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Dawn.
Thank you. You know what? You're talking about show me the money. You're talking about organic growing. And my husband the other day, our air conditioning went out in the condo, so it's like filling up in water. So we have to get a man to come out and fix it. So anyways, I take the whole thing. He's going to say, why are you talking about this? There's a point. I took the water underneath, from the air conditioning unit. I'm like, honey, what'd I do this? He goes, why don't you water your money tree? It's dying.
God.
No, we have a cute little money tree, that it's from,
Does it really grow money?
I don't know. I mean, what do you know anything about money trees?
Other than that, it's another beautiful life form that needs to be attended for.
Well, maybe when you put your technology on it, we can get some real money off of it.
We're talking about money real quick, and we have 7:44. CJ, we're going to come back to you in a second. We're going to play his music at the ending, the Caribbean song, in about 15 minutes. But I want to tell everybody about the aquavault.com since we're on the second hour. And go to the aquavault.com. And if you like me, or you go to the beach, you go to the lazy river, please support my show. I'll be in Avon Pay for it. And it's a zipper that you put your stuff in it. We also have this amazing, the Aquavault as well. Wow. And it goes around your chair and put in promo code Hollywood1. We also have mypillow.com.
And your toothpaste.
Exactly. Please put in the code word beach. And you'll get beach, like B-E-A-C-H, like my tropical background. You also get 15% off. And we also have the toothpaste. Now, I have a whitening toothpaste. I can't tell where it's from.
Right.
But it's very inexpensive. But people are writing me like crazy. I sold 250 bottles last week. And there's more orders. And so the toothpaste makes your teeth really, really white. And we're getting a lot of comments. So if you're interested, go to HollywoodConnections.biz. It's up there as well. Peter, you got the toothpaste. How do you like it?
Good so far.
I know.
Really good, actually.
I think so, too. And Yvonne's been using it. Yvonne, what do you think of it?
Good.
I know. I agree. So support our show with that and help us out. That would be super cool. In the meantime, let's go to Gene Anderson. We're going to just play a little bit of his. We're coming back, and we're going to talk to CJ Moore. And
is it Party Rock?
Yes, it is. Yes. I think he's got it.
Party Rock.
Party Rock.
Yeah.
Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, one of the Funkadelics, walked me down the aisle last year. We'll be back. Let the party rock. Come on. Let the party rock. Let the party rock. Ow. Yeah, let's get it in. Let's party rock. Uh-huh. In the club, we can party like Mardi Gras. Yeah, she look well, but her body sick. Crunked up, I can show you how to party get. Tall nigga got the funk like Parliament. Get your money, girl, go ahead, pay your rent. The way you shaking that thing, my money spent. Big cars, I can show you how the money get. Okay, so that's Gene Anderson. And, you know, it's 7:48 our time here in Florida. Of course, you're going to be listening to this tomorrow as well, and it will be still 7:49 tomorrow. We have 10 minutes left because you're on from the, you know, 6 o'clock hour to 7.
Come on now, Dawn. Come on.
Come on, come on. So anyways, Adrian, where can people reach you through me, you know, for deal-making, film, financing? You're already working with so many people already.
Where can they reach me? What do you mean?
Like your phone number? Your website?
Don, why don't you just have them go through you, or they can email me at xyztaylor@gmail.com.
That's right. Hold on the line, because we have to get CJ's music in. He's all the way from London.
Our correspondent. And Kelly Preston can be in any movie of ours that
England.
She wants.
Just say England.
Yeah, he's gonna, yeah, I get 15% of all that, right?
Yeah, sure. You can have 15%, 20%.
Okay, we're going to work on that, but we only have 10 minutes.
We'll get her more money than she's ever made, I promise.
So in the meantime, let's go to CJ's music. We're going to, Adrian, hold on the line. Hold on. This is for Victor in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to be sending this to you as well. Okay. What song are we playing?
What I'm playing now is actually a song that my niece was put into. It's not my music. It's some friends of mine that put it together with her. She's the lead singer in the track.
Okay.
It's called Memories. It was done for charity.
Okay.
And this is actually my niece now, her voice now singing that.
Okay, let's roll it out.
Her name is Rachel Pell.
Okay.
Out of the dark, the light keeps shining.
All the good times that we shared, one of Edward West Park Fair, toes in the pond, hands in my hair, just so glad that she was there, felt so free without a care. Like balloons up in the air, just memories for me to share.
When DJ James plays my song, I keep dancing all night long. Feel inside there's nothing wrong, showing the world that I am strong. Hanging out with my friends, love the song that DJ plays. Hope the night will never end, hope the night will never end.
And if they want to buy this music, where do they go?
Well, it's actually a charity track. It was put for charity. It was put on the radio last week and in England by Beats of Bar Collective. The people who put it together was John Paul and Keith Dilworth. And the singers were Isabel Jones, James Jones, and Rachel Powell.
Yeah, okay.
Really good.
Okay. Well, where's
where do we get it?
Yeah, where do we get it? We have to already buy it now.
I could ask John Paul and Keith if he could send you guys a freebie. Definitely, anyway. I'm sure he would anyway, because, I mean,
this is worldwide
right now. It's a really nice track, and it was put for charity, and it's done really well, actually.
All right, okay. So we're going to have to let the public know.
Exactly. Public know, we'll let you know.
Given the mic. Next couple of days or so.
Yeah, that's right. Also, too, is before we go, I know we are under like 6 minutes left. And CJ, thank you for coming here. I hope you've enjoyed yourself in our land of
fantastic
paradise.
I love it.
Nice meeting you. In person.
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you very much. Yes. Nice meeting you too.
You're not calling in Skype and having a problem with Skype.
I know, yeah. It's better here now. Like, you know, we're talking in person. It's really good. But yeah, I mean.
Your father.
I don't mind calling in Skype anyway.
Well, we have no problems at getting you on the air right now. And no Skype problems or anything, which is good.
That's fantastic. Nice. But I want to move to America. It's just lovely.
Oh,
You know, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. So down to earth.
Yep, we got to get you here. Yeah. Now, yeah. We have to look at the time because we are shut off exactly at 8 o'clock. Yes. Thank you, listeners around the world in Starcom and Tan Talk and Tan Talk Network and Lola for everything. And Peter and Ed and everybody at the station. I feel like that show, what was that? You know, you'd romp around your room, you'd look through the thing and say, thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that. Remember? And Frank, and give Frank the mic real quick because we're going to end. And we're going to end with CJ's Caribbean Music. What was that song again?
Yeah, Sweet Sensation. You played it earlier, but you can play it again. It's a really nice song.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Adrian, we're still here. We're thanking everybody.
Don't
we have 3 minutes.
To thank Jesus Christ who looks out for us all.
Okay. Well, I was about Hallelujah. To say that. I was I about to say
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, I say that every week.
That's right. Give it to him and watch things happen.
That's
you know?
True.
That's
right.
Exactly
he
right.
He will back you all the way.
You can go around Paris in the circle and think that you're going to do it your way. But yes, I agree with you 100% because that's my mother said to me, when I get to heaven and things start to happen, Dawn, put your tennis shoes on. I want to tell you, my tennis shoes have been on. They have been on because I know my mom's up there saying, okay, let's get Dawn going here. Let's push her.
Well, Dawn, Frank, everything that you say, your words have power.
That's right. True. Words have Absolutely. Lots of power.
My mom said that's that. She told me the day, she said to me, and I wanted to let everyone know, you're right. Words are power. She said,
words
Dawn,
are powerful.
My
that's
father
why
passed.
We should speak nicely to each other.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But, you know, she
that's
said.
That's why I'm casting Kelly Preston in one of our movies.
Well, before we go, we can start playing that music real quick in the background, Peter. But, you know, she said to me, I told your father when he passed away, I was 3 years behind him. Do you know, to almost the day she was 3 years behind him, but she passed away.
He knew it.
Words are powerful, and that's important. So remember, speak positive words. Your loved ones, lift them up. Don't bring them down.
Dawn, you're great. You're great, Dawn.
We love you, Dawn. Yeah. We love you.
Well, thank
you're
you.
The best, Dawn. You're the best, baby.
That is it. And we love this music. And CJ, where can we buy this music right now?
Well, you can actually get it off. You can get it off SoundCloud. If you go into SoundCloud, you can download it from there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very cool. Frank, you are an inspiration.
Thank
yes.
You.
Kelly Preston, thank you so much. Christy Ellie, thank you so much for the time. It meant a lot. I had to buy the Richer and Poor movie. It's on eBay. It's coming in any day. My husband never saw it. So
wow.
I know. So that's super cool.
And you can buy eight years of Cheers also.
8 years. That's right. 8 years
yes,
of Cheers.
Cheers. Yes, yep. Was.
That's true. Wow.
And she was really cute in those days, buddy.
She's cute now.
She's adorable.
Well,
she's adorable.
In those days, it had a different effect.
No, she's still
no,
sexy
same
and fun.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah, she's got it going.
You get better.
She's going to do, she's going to surprise everybody with something around the corner.
Since we're talking about getting better, I'm blown away still with Steven Seagal and that
better, huh?
Amazing song.
Oh, yes.
What a voice.
Beautiful.
I agree. And Shock the World, thank you. Power 106 in the house. Listen to Shock Show, and you've got shows coming up. When are
hey,
your shows?
I
got too many, but most
Kirstie
of them
Alley.
Run from 8 to 10 Fridays, 6 to 10, 12 to 1 on Saturdays, and then 6 to 10.
Shock Show, I like that.
Saturday. Yeah. Sundays now, we're going to be doing 6 to 10 as well. And then Mondays, we got 9 to 10 with Strictly Vinyl, the old school hip hop.
That's
wow.
Right, TanTalkNetwork.com. Peter Blake, you have your sports show.
Yes, it's on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, the Sports Web. Bring your passion, bring your excitement,
just don't bring any nonsense.
Don't bring any nonsense.
We want to thank everybody, and thank you for coming down here. Sunscreen Film Festival tomorrow, red carpet, sunscreenfilmfestival.com.
Hey, we will Dawn. Be on.
Yes, Adrian.
I bet you Kirstie Alley can drink any man under the table. My money's on her.
No, I bet she can tweet any man under the table.
I agree with Dawn. I agree with Dawn. I don't think Kirstie drinks.
No, not at all. Not at all. She can tweet
Kirstie
any man.
Kirstie Alley doesn't drink?
I don't think so.
No, she's listening. She doesn't live very far from here. I know that. So, Adrian, tell her you love her.
Hey, Kirstie, we love you. You're wonderful.
We are Hollywood Connections. Tune in next week. You know, we have, Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital.
Wow.
I know she's going to call
Gotti.
In next month. She just actually sent me a text, and we have so many more. Any other last words, anybody?
Yes, I want to.
Praise God.
I want to thank the farmers of the world for all that they do. They are truly the founding fathers of
Of life.
Of life, yes. Because
yeah.
without right. them, we wouldn't have anything to eat.
Yep.
That's right.
We couldn't survive.
We couldn't survive. Yes.
Oh, also, too, I forgot to tell everybody. Oh, this is important. Soap This on Facebook. There's a big Soap This in Dallas, Texas, in June with a lot of the General Hospital stars with Patty and Ingrid. So we got a shout out to that as well. Mm. Oh, we have the Baby Expo coming up. And we have an event this weekend with King James. We talked about that in the first hour. Again, it's 7:58. Thank you so much for tuning in. CJ, you're a delight. And anytime, we're excited to see all the things you're going to do for us up in the UK.
I'm going to be moving here as well. It's going to happen. It's just got to happen.
They're going to wonder. It's
yeah,
done already.
It's done already. Good deal. Okay, any other last words, Frank?
Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
You're amazing. You have the most amazing, beautiful smile.
Oh, did aww. You enjoy the show? I mean, do you like Hollywood Connections?
I love this show.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we thank you for tuning in and go to HollywoodConnections.biz. See what I do. I'm looking for reporters worldwide. Do you want to be a reporter? Do you want airtime with me? Do you want to be on the red carpet? I need you. 2 minutes.
Hey, Dawn.
Yes, Adrian.
What do you think about that Trump tax proposal?
You know what? We only have a minute, so that's a good question for next week. And you know what? If you want Baby Expo tickets, we've got them. You can call the station next week and 727-441-3000. And you know what? He just gave me the cue. We are out.